it's not the Airbnb's fault that we have homelessness. And that's without a shadow of a doubt. That lies solely with government's neoliberal policy in terms of looking after the interest of landlords. And when I say landlords, I mean the bigger end of landlords. I'm not talking about maybe my neighbours who have a house that was maybe will to them. But there is a discussion that has to be had around Airbnb. There is a discussion that has to be had around tourism in the community that I represent, is Anreeltat, Gaelic-speaking community, socially and economically deprived community, a community that is forced roughly from 17 to 18 years of age, right on up until you're near your 60s, are forced to emigrate to the four corners of the earth, unfortunately, which leaves us with a very quiet place during the winter. And that itself has a social impact on our community. But I do think that there has to be a strong discussion around the impact of tourism and Airbnb that it does have in our community. And yes, housing is one of them, but it's not just housing. There's also the impact in terms of the cost, the rising cost that a tourist destination brings to the local community, a community that born and reared here, that has no skin in the game, as you said yourself, Greg, earlier. So it costs us, when you become a tourist hotspot, it costs us that extra 20 pence on your pint. It costs us that extra fiver on your meal. It costs us colossal amount of money when you don't have your own land and you watch your own children, who hopefully will stay at home and doesn't or hasn't to emigrate, who can't afford to buy land. Because we can't afford to buy land because what we're seeing is that people from maybe Belfast, people from overseas, people from Dublin, Cork or Sligo or whatever, are starting to invest into a cheaper housing market and then renting that house out to Airbnb.